Hello, welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and across 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions and around the world on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Forestry Commission officials bust armed illegal miners who've pitched camp in the Subri Forest Reserve in the Western Region as they bend three excavators and seize pump action guns and ammunition. We'll be live on the ground. Also, collapsed fund management firm searched for crucial meeting on the first 700 million Ghana cedis payout for claimants in ongoing bailout exercise.
Now, I am aware that the AM fund, the managers of the AM fund will be holding a meeting in the coming days, and they will explain to the investors because the money is going to be released in three tranches.
More from the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, BOS, indicates processes to access the fund. Meanwhile, the defunct Men's Gold Customers Association loses more than 200 members in 6 years.
The retrieval of our money is still outstanding, and lives keep on deteriorating to the extent that we have recorded no less than 226 deaths.
And it's the final day for the Joy News EcoBank Habitat Fair as exhibitors promise to shower prospective customers with mouth-watering discounts. You want to stay for details. In our first story, officials of the Forestry Commission have picked up armed illegal miners operating in the Subri Forest Reserve in the Western Region after a Saturday raid on their camp. The team bent three excavators and seized five pump action guns and 77 ammunition belonging to these miners. Erastus Asari Donko is on beat and joins us with details. Erastus, many thanks for your time. Who are these suspects?
Well, so for now, they have been identified as Elisha Yusuf, Isa Seidu, Shadrach Yawson, and Emmanuel Adawuchi. These are the Ghanaian collaborators that they found on the site, and they have arrested. We understand that there are others, but they have all escaped, and the Forestry Commission people are still looking for them.
Erastus, paint the picture for us, the extent of destruction in the Subri Forest Reserve. How bad is it?
Well, you know, this is a GSB area. It's a globally significant biodiversity area, and they have encroached quite a size of it. And I'm told that the forestry guards have attempted about two times, but they failed because they are fully armed. And so they had to even go on the operation on a day that many of them were not around, so they will be able to disarm them. And so we are yet to establish the full site, but from what I have seen so far, not less than two football fields.
What are your sources, Erastus, been telling you about these illegal miners operating in the reserve?
Well, so like I said, looking at the ammunition that they hold, initially, they spotted more than the four they have arrested. They moved in for the first time, and they were resisted, and they had full firepower. And so they had to regroup, re-strategize, and come back. And we understand that they've been working with some influential people in society, so it's been very difficult removing them from that particular part of the forest. And so they are still working on it, trying to look at the other parts of the forest that have been encroached and deal with it.
Erastus, thank you. And we'll reconnect with you for details as the story unravels. Moving on. Collapsed fund management firms set for crucial meetings on the first 700 million Ghana cedis payout for claimants in the ongoing bailout exercise.
The retrieval of our money is still outstanding, and lives keep on deteriorating to the extent that we have recorded no less than 226 deaths.
That was the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, BOS, indicating that there's a process in play for these funds to be distributed. In other stories, heads of collapsed fund management firms have been, and that was the story we brought you earlier, So heads of collapsed fund management firms have been asked to anticipate crucial meetings in the coming days to discuss the disbursement of the initial tranche of the 700 million Ghana cedis out of the 1.5 billion Ghana cedis from government. The money is part of an initial amount of 9 billion Ghana cedis set aside for the bailout of these collapsed institutions and individuals who lost their investment in the banking sector cleanup exercise. Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ogbami Tete, reviews a little over 4 billion has so far been released to claimants since the bailout, and he spoke to George Weafe on PM Express Business Edition.
The 4.46 I talked about, it's not just to institutions, it's to all claimants,
okay.
As in everyone who filed a claim,
okay.
Individuals, institutions, churches, hospitals, schools, all those, everybody who filed a claim. So provided that your claim was validated, and you know, we had indicated the need for liquidation orders to be secured. So the 4.46 has actually been released. Government released it in the form of bonds, you know, and people have been able to take out liquidation orders granted. Okay, so the 4.46 is not only for institutions, for all the claimants, and that has been released.
Reverend Dano Gbame Tete is the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission. And in a related development, customers of defunct gold dealership firm Men's Gold continue to lose customers 6 years after the firm collapsed. President of the Men's Gold Customers Association, Fred Folsom, says more than 200 of their members have died because they couldn't access their funds. He spoke on The Pulse with Elton Broby.
So the 1.5 billion is supposed to come in three tranches, 700 million.
The retrieval of our money is still outstanding. And lives keep on deteriorating to the extent that we have recorded no less than 226 deaths in the last 6 years, five of whom committed suicide. Some are currently on the streets, and not on the street because they have gone insane. We don't even know whether they will be able to retain home. And so the situation is very dire. The hopelessness is rare, and we believe that His Excellency the President is capable of doing something to help us.
Coalition of Family Values is ramping up fresh pressure on the Chief Justice to deliver a ruling on the Family Values Bill as it postpones its planned Family Values March to October 8th.
The Chief Justice must empanel the Supreme Court and determine the matter in tandem with what her colleagues in that panel have done, with alacrity.
Tell you more. The Coalition on Family Values March is increasing pressure on Chief Justice Gertrude Torkornoo to expedite the empaneling of Supreme Court for a ruling on the two pending cases related to the Family Values Bill. The court had originally scheduled a ruling for July 17, 2024 on Dr. Amanda Odoi's injunction and Richard Delasky's application against the anti-gay bill. However, the ruling was deferred due to concerns about prejudice from related cases. At a press conference in Accra, MP for Ningo Pampram and a leading advocate for the anti-LGBTQ plus bill urged Chief Justice Gertrude Torkornoo to avoid any further delays and promptly empanel the court to address the cases. He also announced that the coalition has decided to postpone its planned protest to October 8th with intention of intensifying pressure on the Supreme Court to act swiftly on these matters.
In the wisdom of the Supreme Court, they say that they believe that they can only pass judgment in the interlocutory injunction as and when they get the full brief of the matter. Now, what the Chief Justice has effectively done is to injunct Parliament without saying so, because by that singular action, Parliament cannot proceed to serve His Excellency the President. The Chief Justice must empanel the Supreme Court and determine the matter in tandem with what her colleagues in that panel have done, with alacrity, because this matter is one that stays in the hands of both the executive and the legislature. In the interest of our neutrality, we have decided to postpone the Family Values March from the 17th of September to the 8th of October.
Meanwhile, board chairman of Advocates for Christ Ghana and a key figure in the Coalition for the Family Values March, Edem Senanu, expressed frustration over the court's inaction. He said after 8 weeks, the court has yet to provide a timeline for the case, despite the urgent interest from over 93% of Ghanaians for a clear update from the Chief Justice, regardless of any legal vacation.
When on the 17th of July, the panel that sat said that they would afford a timely hearing of the matter, we expected almost immediately, within at least 2 to 3 weeks, that the schedule for the hearings of these cases, if the court was so minded to get into the substantive matters, that schedule would have been provided so that over 93% of Ghanaians have a certain view on this practice. And that position is no.
Let's tell you about the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair now.
Taking to the streets will not ensure a credible register.
And that's how we're wrapping up for the news this afternoon. My name is Sweetie Abochi. Many thanks for your time.
Joy 99.7 FM.